better call somebody.
What's up, Tom? You bring your own spoon today?
Dave, let's tie up.
All right.
The show we're going.
Hell yeah. So you got that old stuff, huh? You think that stuff's gonna work?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. How long does it last for?
I can't believe you still got it.
Dude, I didn't know it was in the refrigerator.
Hell yeah.
So
maybe it's still good.
I will know.
Hell yeah. You ready to hit this?
I'm ready to test.
Alright, in 3, 2, 1. Not bad.
Not bad.
Cheers, Tom.
Cheers to you, my friend.
Thursday podcast, baby.
That's it. So today, wrestling.
When did you first start watching wrestling, Tom?
Oh, fuck, dude. I had to been, I'm going to say, maybe 7 to 8 years old when I first started watching it.
Who's the oldest wrestler you remember?
I would say this guy's name was Edouard Carpentier. And he was, they all have, they have different leagues all over the United States. There was Texas Wrestling. They had Bay Area Wrestling.
Did you go to the events?
Oh, a lot of them when I was a kid.
Nice.
You know, and this guy Carpentier, he was a bad motherfucker. You know, he could jump out of the air and do all kinds of crazy shit. You know, and it was on Channel 2.
Saturday mornings?
It was in the evening.
Saturday night? Oh.
And it was brought to you by Gateway Chevrolet out of Daly City. And this guy would be on a fucking ladder talking about wrestling. And they had the wrestling matches on, too, you know.
Yeah.
And I saw Hulk Hogan wrestle. This guy's name was Bullwinkle or Bull something like that. And he was the champion. And Hulk Hogan was just... Hulk Hogan had fucking hair, dude. Think about that.
You know, Hulk Hogan was a big motherfucker.
Oh, he was.
Help.
Well, I guess it's still good.
Hell yeah. You remember when Hulk Hogan picked up Andre the Giant? Was that guy a big motherfucker or what?
He was huge.
He was the original though, huh?
Help me. Call the medic. Gotta wash that down with some Corona.
Might as well grab a couple of extras just in case.
Yeah, the Hulkster was a bad motherfucker, you know, when he first came on, because he was big.
He was big, huh?
For the wrestlers, pretty much like I said when I was 8, 10 years old.
Yeah.
They were, fuck, you know, 5'6".
Right.
5'8" at the most.
Like the Mexican luchadoros or whatever?
Yeah, you know, they weren't super big guys, you know.
And then Andre the Giant.
And then Andre the Giant came in. I mean, how do you... Who's going to beat him? That's the thing. How do you beat this big motherfucker?
Yeah.
You know, you can't.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
He was 500 pounds.
Oh.
Easy, huh?
Easy. or close to it. Shit, his fucking head probably weighed about 75.
Fuck yeah.
His fucking head looked like a fucking pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine, like, just living your life, being that big? How tall was he?
Oh, he had been probably about 6'10".
Fuck.
You know, he was a giant.
He was.
You know, I mean, they said that night that they're passing the baton and the Hulkster's going to be the next guy. They didn't know if Andre was going to go for that. Because he was still wrestling, too. They brought that motherfucker out to the ring one time. Like King Kong. He's chained to the two poles, you know?
Yeah.
Where he's chained to, and they're pushing this fucking cart out there. You know, he's like fucking King Kong, you know? And he breaks the chains and go in there and whips the shit out of four people.
Call him 2-Chain.
Oh, man. But yeah, wrestling is, it's interesting. If you think it's real, you got a problem. You know, no shit. But it's entertaining, and if you can get behind the entertainment, that's the thing.
Oh, yeah. You still watch it today?
Every Monday night.
Oh, shit.
And Tuesday night.
Oh.
You know, I mean, WCW, there's the, I can't think of the name of their guy that was, you know, he ran the show. And I was watching this on a wrestling thing where he's, all of, WWE was the baddest, they were the bad boys. WCW was, you know, the start of the crew. It was WCW and Crockett, I think was the name of the company. And he used to say, you know what, we used to always know what WWE was going to do because they came on before us. So we had, all we had to do was top them. And next thing you know, they had, at that time it was, you know, they had a lot of big names and the rest of them, they hadn't left.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ric Flair, that's WCW.
Bad motherfucker.
You know, and those guys, I think McMahon took it to a different limit, you know, a different, it's a business.
Right.
And in my business, I don't give a fuck if you drink. I don't give a fuck if you smoke. I don't give a shit if you come to work with your own fucking needle kit. Just come to work, and you're on.
Game on.
Game on. You know, and I'm sure some of those rules were like in WCW, but McMahon just sort of turned his head.
You know, one of my favorites was the Macho Man, Randy Savage. Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't.
He should have married that bitch, Elizabeth.
He did, huh?
You know,
he was a baseball player before wrestling. He played, like, minor league baseball.
Oh, that's interesting.
And then he got jacked.
There's this... His name was Lex Luger.
Oh, yeah.
You remember
him? I remember that bad motherfucker.
You know, the stars, and he was all American, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that motherfucker, you can't tell me he wasn't doing steroids.
Oh, come on.
He just was more chiseled.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you shoot the, if you take the needle and stick it in your ass, as your ass get a little bit bigger, you know. But he was more of a chiseled guy. You remember that? It was on TV, it was called, it was a pawn show where they were out of Chicago, out of Detroit.
Oh,
hardcore pawn.
Yeah,
and it was a family.
Yeah.
That ran this huge pawn shop, and they were, you know, like these other pawn guys. Well, Lex Luger came in there, and dude, this motherfucker was walking in with a cane, really looking bad, and he had two of his robes because he was like, you know, Ric Flair, man. That's when you walked in at the high dollar robe, not a fucking sweatshirt and a baseball cap.
Yeah,
you know, and he, the guy bought the bottom and their body. Those guys, they did not so much a beating they took in the ring, it's the beating they took from all the drugs.
Oh. Dude, they're all on the roids, on the drugs. You're on the road. You freaking, every night's a party.
every night.
Where are we going next?
I can't remember who told me this, but it was about an incident with Ric Flair on an airplane, you know, on a flight. And this crazy, you know, they're all pretty lit, and he whips his dick out and shows it to the stewardess, you know, on the flight. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's one of the things that...
He got in trouble for?
Oh, fuck, man. The airline. I don't think he's flying Pan Am anymore.
Well, he's got a private... He's a private jet flying.
So they
limousine
say,
riding.
Yeah.
You know.
I think it's funny how they make that bullshit up.
Oh, and, yeah. He was one of the best, right?
He was. I mean he's still... To, you know what's funny? Is, hey, you know what? You can be the baddest motherfucker in town, and you're never going to get that belt. They're never going to get that belt. You can be Tom over there, fucking beer-drinking, pot-smoking motherfucker, don't even know how to wrestle. Oh, we're going to give it to him 10 times.
Yeah.
Show up.
Yeah, read the script.
Read the script, man. And Ric Flair, he still has the record today. I think it's 16 times he's been champ.
I don't give a shit what the script says. You ain't taking my belt.
Oh, boy.
Could you imagine, though, if you just walked around everywhere you went, people are like, woo! Woo! Can you imagine that you came
but
up
it
with
happens.
A, you came up with a spiel where, you know, you say, woo!
Everywhere. That's $1 million.
That's a freaking, he's an American icon.
$1 million, you know.
I mean, isn't that bad? Everywhere you go.
His daughter, like I told you, his daughter is in it now, and she does the same thing that
she does.
Yeah, you know, and her entrance when she comes in, it's. I mean, what better music can you play? Like we played, it's pretty good. 2001, that's fucking bad. You know, what the fuck? You know, you're talking, fuck, man. Almost want to make you stand up and put your hand over your heart.
Woo! You
know? And her music is part of, is the beginning of 2001. And then it goes into like a shocking, you know. That's, shit, that's how you make money.
So she's in it with Rhonda? What's her gig?
Rhonda, man. Rhonda's saying, man, I could have did this a couple years ago. What the fuck? I'm not going to get hurt. And don't have to hurt no one, neither. And feel maybe a little guilty.
And guess what? I'm always going to win.
And always going to fucking win. That's part of the contract.
Yeah.
So. She's a good guy.
She is?
Oh, fuck yeah.
And what's her music?
I don't know how to explain it. It's sort of like part of like with Piper. Everything they did with Piper, they're doing with her. The kilt, the coat.
So it's Piper versus Flair? But the girls?
But pretty much. You know, I told Sally, in real life, that fucking Rhonda would whip the shit out of every fucking woman in there and probably maybe... I don't know, a quarter of the fucking men. That's how bad this bitch is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they sort of, when they were playing on that fucking octagon, they were sort of playing for real. You know, I didn't show up here to...
But, you know, like when we were watching McGregor and Khabib, it almost looked like it was WWE.
Oh, that's shit, man. McGregor, man, he better get his shit together. Dude, that's, I swear to God, they said that on the fucking TV, his next boss is going to be McMahon. Oh. Honest to God, I heard that on ESPN.
I believe it, right?
His next boss will be, if he loses, his next boss will be McMahon.
Wow, he's going to take the Ronda route.
Oh,
and then he could do the movies.
I don't think he could handle that, though. You know, he's a fired-up motherfucker. You know, you can fucking probably, you know, don't like the way you're holding this bottle, and he'll get him fucking fired up.
But he puts it on.
Oh man, it'd be hard to get kicked. You know what'd be the hardest thing with him? Is, hey, you gotta lose tonight. What?
No, that wouldn't happen with him.
It would have to happen. It does happen to them all.
He'd have a Ronda-proof contract.
Oh, man.
Does Brock Lesnar ever lose?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But like
He's a bad... Brock Lesnar is a bad motherfucker. He was probably whipped the shit out of every man that's in there.
Period.
Period.
He was the UFC champ.
Champ.
End of story.
He sort of wanted to go back. I seen an interview with him, dude.
He's supposed to go back.
And this was when he had walked away from wrestling. And this guy, I don't know who was interviewing, was talking to him, you know, talking about the fight. You know, it was like the championship fight he was getting ready to have. And then the guy started bringing up wrestling. And you can see, man, this guy didn't want to talk about that. Then he started bringing up, you know, steroids. And Brock stands up, he says, this motherfucking interview is fucking over. And the guy sitting there, you know, and walked off, you know.
I mean, Brock's fucking huge.
You know, he went out for the Minnesota Vikings?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Dude, he made it all the way to the last cut.
But you still got cut.
He still got cut.
Go talk to Jimmy over there.
I'm happy. You better get back to that pretend shit again.
Yeah, time to change sports.
Yeah.
He goes back and forth.
Oh, shit. Well, fighting, he's good at. Playing football, you got to have something you may not be good at.
Right.
You told me to kick your ass, give me a phone call. if you think I'm going to score a touchdown, shit.
Who are the baddest motherfucking football players that you wouldn't want to get into a fight with?
Boy, I'd have to say... Oh, man. I can't think of his name.
What team?
He used to play for Denver. He played for 49ers when he spit in that... He played for Denver. He spit in that 49ers face. Oh, fuck, what's his name?
What 49er?
It was a big lineman, man. Romanowski.
Romo. That guy was on the juice, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck,
He would be... You know, you don't have to be a big motherfucker to fight.
No.
You can be a little guy. You know how to fight.
Most of the better ones are little guys.
And a leaner guy. You don't want just because the guy's big. And Romanowski, man. I mean, I'd be like fighting a person that's solid muscle. Solid muscle, dude.
What about old school from the 70s? Who was a bad motherfucker? Or the 80s?
Probably, you know, out of the teams, I'd probably say somebody from the Rams.
Or the Bears?
The Bears, even though they've had, you know, their line, Buckus and what's that other dude, the bald dude?
Oh, Singletary?
Not Singletary.
For him.
He played with Singletary. God, he's a white dude. Bald.
Not Ditka.
No. I can't think of his name. But anyway, you know, he was...
What about that other... They called him the Fridge.
Shit.
Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Was he on the Bears?
He was on the Bears.
He
got a... Didn't he score a... I think he scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Did he? What was his name?
This Perry, you know. Dude, this is kind of sad. I guess, you know, I mean, he was part of the Super Bowl, you know, Chicago Bears. And they had like a reunion thing, you know, with the team. And what do you think he was doing when they looked him up?
Eating?
Driving a forklift, dude.
Oh, yeah, back then they had jobs.
They didn't have the... They didn't make the money.
Right, they had...
You know, I mean,
they worked at another job while they picked football.
No, he ended up, he spent all his football money.
Oh, this was after.
This football. Was after, yeah, after football. Hey, you know, you get, you know, back then, if you got $20 million, that's probably like having $60 million today.
Right, but nobody even got $20 million back then. Right, what was the,
I don't know. Probably not.
What do those basketball guys make? $100,000, like the biggest dude?
Now?
Kareem Abdul, what did he make?
Oh, Kareem. I don't know what those guys made.
Or like,
They had to been making close to $1 million, I would think.
Nah, I thought it was like 100,000 and was like the Will Chamberlain, I mean, maybe.
I don't. It's hard. I mean, yeah. I mean, times were bad, but not that bad.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
But to football look up. Guys didn't make no money back then.
No, they said a lot of them all had jobs.
Yeah.
Shit. This was in the 70s, and the people that I knew, Sid and Bonnie, they lived in San Leandro. And the house next door to them was always for rent. And for, I don't know, it was like 3 years or 3 years in a row. He was the kicker for the Oakland Raiders. And he would rent this house, him and his wife. And he would, and when he didn't kick, he was a school teacher. You know, it was kind of interesting.
You know, a kicker's a pretty stressful job.
You know Vinatieri?
Yeah.
My best friend, Dolores, that's her cousin. Their dad, her dad, I should say, started a roofing company in Vallejo. I don't know when it was, back in the early 40s. It was the biggest roofing business in Vallejo. So when the old man died, before the old man died, the kids sort of took it over, and it became a fucking joke. You know, they pissed off the money, did this, did that. But Vinatieri, you know, and she, I mean, after her mom died, she don't, you know, doesn't really stay, because they're all back there, you know, South Dakota and North Dakota, and she don't go back there. But yeah, man, those guys, the kicker.
That's stressful, man. You got one job.
Make that fucking, either you make it or you don't. You don't get a second chance. Fuck, man, you asked Tom Brady. At Vinatieri, though, two of those fucking three rings. Thank that motherfucker.
He nailed it. He's still playing.
I know, but the Colts.
Yeah.
He has the record for the most points in anybody.
I mean, how old can you get to keep kicking, right?
Oh, shit, man.
You could, you know.
I mean, I mean, how much do you play a game? 5 minutes? Think about it. 5 minutes. What do you get? 45 seconds to snap the fucking ball?
Right.
That's what you get, motherfucker. Don't get 50. You get 45.
But if you were really good and you were very qualified, you were the best, is there a better job to have?
If you want to, you all depends how rich you want to be. No shit. How rich do you want to be?
Well, you just keep working.
I mean, I know he makes fat. Does he make fat money? He probably makes pretty fat money, you know.
Yeah, but how much brain damage you think he has versus?
Oh, fuck. The only thing, I mean, the stressful thing to him is you got to protect that foot.
Yeah.
And that leg.
Right.
You know, I mean,
don't be riding no dirt bikes.
Fuck, no. So according to Dolores, he's real generous with this money.
Good.
You know,
he's got a good job.
Oh, fuck yeah. But he's, you know, like the country boy. He never, I mean, he doesn't have that street, you know. Where'd you grow up in? Oakland?
What street?
What street? Was it a street or Ave? That's what I'd be asking you.
What's worse?
Probably the back when I was a kid, the street was.
What about now?
Probably, it's hard to say. Hey, Chris, could you do me a favor, dude? Could you get me a Corona, please?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You know why now, dude?
Grab me one, too.
Hey, listen, this is why. Because the street now today, they've went in there and cleaned that all up. Mm. You know? I mean, how do you... You got the riffraff back here. So the only way you can clean this up is you got to get rid of the fucking riffraff. So you run the riffraff this way to the Ave. And now the riffraff is taking over the Ave. And the street's sort of becoming clean.
Yeah.
Where we can build this. Did you see that new stadium they want to build for Oakland? The A's?
I didn't hear about it.
Oh, fuck, dude. They want to... You know where those cranes are? Thank you, dude. You know where those cranes are?
Oh, there's tons of cranes.
Oh, man. Well, it's down there by the port.
Ah.
Okay. They want to put it... It's by the port where they have those cranes. And this stadium, the top, on the very top row of it, they're going to have a fucking garden, dude.
A garden?
Never done before. A garden. You know, trees and this and that. I forget how many. They're saying it's privately fun. It was over $1 billion.
Easy.
You know. And,
easy.
It was 34,000.
Well, I hope they do it.
I hope they do, too, because otherwise... Those boys are out of town. Because somebody else will.
It's weird that, you know, if Buffalo can have a football team, tell me Oakland doesn't have a football, not going to have a football team.
Oakland ain't ever going to have another football team, dude. You know why? Because they're not going to add no new team. They can't. When they merged that fucking league and got everybody together, at first... Some divisions had 5 teams and others had 4. And then they said, you know, I don't know how many years they played with that. Let's just say 2. You got to tie me up here, dude. I got to get ready to go here.
Let's tie up.
And some of them had 2, you know. So they got together and said, how are we going to do this? So everybody gets 4. You got the 49ers was one of the ones that had 5 teams in their division. Everybody can only have 4.
Make it 2 sides.
So we're going to create a new Eastern or Western, and we're going to take this. And that's when they split. That's when the Seahawks became an NFL team, not AFC no more. And because AFC didn't have enough teams to make it all equal. So they got everything all together now. Everybody's got 4 fucking teams.
Who do you like this year?
Oh, boy, I'll tell you. You got to watch that game tonight.
Oh, yeah. The Saints are my team. Drew Brees, he's been on my fantasy team for like 5 years straight.
I'll tell you, man.
And that's my team. And my Kamara guy, he's my guy, too. You know, those guys don't fuck around. They're playing Dallas in prime time.
Shit.
Dallas a fraud?
Hey. It's pretty fucking sad that you're winning your division and only won 6 fucking games.
That's true.
Hey, man, what do you think about the 49ers there? Getting, I'll let you put that in there.
Go for it.
This is my job.
Oh. 49ers. They better hope Jimmy is over there getting some rehab. And I hope it's for the right kind of rehab.
You better not have a pipe like this.
Or a spoon.
Oh,
I mean, the Niners suck, huh?
One guy gets hurt. Let's see, I was shittier than shit. And we get this guy. We win 5 or 6 in a row with this guy. He gets hurt. Next Sunday, we're shitty. What's up with that?
Well, I mean, maybe he's that good.
Shit, but he doesn't play defense. I don't see him tackling no one.
Unless he throws the interception.
Man, I mean, it's just, it's funny how sports is. So what do you think about that guy that's been beating the shit out of his girlfriend in the Washington?
Reuben Foster?
Yeah. You know who picked him up?
Washington.
Yeah. Jay Gruden. How do you think? Let's see, man. My brother's in the news enough. You know, who do you talk about in the last 48 hours? My fucking brother. Him and the Raiders. So I'm going to pick this guy up. And now he's saying he may not even play this year. Well, if he ain't playing this year, then what'd you pick him up for?
Yeah.
You know, fuck. You ain't hear what that judge says.
You know, a lot of guys beat up their women.
Hey, that's part of the game.
A lot of football players get in trouble for that shit.
Fuck. What was his name? Rice?
Oh, really?
The guy that punched his lady in the elevator?
Oh, yeah, Ray Rice. And then he drug her out. He didn't pick her up. He dragged her.
Oh, fuck, man.
And it was on video. What, that guy had a bad...
He hit her so fucking hard. It was sad. It's funny to think about, but fuck.
He dropped her.
Hey, you think I ain't gonna call the cops when I get up? Shit.
Ray Lewis killed the guy.
I know, got away with it.
Straight up.
What the fuck? American justice. That's American justice, man.
You know who's a bad motherfucker was Lawrence Taylor.
He was. Back in, there was... In his time, there was no one.
No one on the same level, huh?
No one.
Like, now they have a few guys who are good at sacks, but nobody like that motherfucker.
He was an animal.
He had some off-the-field situations, didn't he?
Dude, they all get involved with one thing. A fucking cocaine.
Oh. Him and Michael Irvin.
She don't lie.
Michael Irvin too, huh?
They all do. You know, it's out there.
Look at those wrestlers. Jake the Snake.
Oh, that was really interesting listening to him.
Yeah.
Me
and Chris watched a video when that freaking cobra bit the macho man in the arm. And that motherfucker. Dude, we were standing up like, whoa! Whoa!
That's crazy.
And he wouldn't let go. And we're like, is this real? We're like, whoa! I was like, fuck the thing, and then the blood started coming out. Dude, it was intense. It was intense.
That'd be a good one to see. And there's be another one good to see if he can pull up. It was when the Hart brothers slid down and broke his neck. Oh shit. Pull that one off, motherfucker. How'd that story end? Oh, your neck breaks?
Good night, Irene.
Fuck, man. Your last swing. But that'd be... You know, when that happened, people taped it. Because they didn't know it happened. And then when they... You know, they edited the tape. Yeah. Where, you know...
Well, you know, I remember The Rock. I like The Rock a lot. And I started looking back at some of his videos. He was badass.
Dude, he played football.
Oh, he played with Warren Sapp.
You know.
At the U.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a big U fan. You know, I mean, it's, you know, sometimes there's a few of them that are real lucky. They take their career. I mean, there's nothing wrong being a wrestler. Fuck, how much money you want to give me? I go, fuck, and pretend? What the fuck? You know, nothing's fucking real.
But in a sense, dude, I mean, they are going out there and performing, and they're jumping off shit, hitting each other.
But it's not real.
The outcome's not real, but those are real slams. Those are real deals, and they got to go out there every night all jacked up and run around like a...
But you don't get hurt.
A lot of them did, right?
Well, I don't know. Some of them do get hurt.
Yeah.
There's a few. Yeah.
Ask Mr. Hart.
Yeah. He got hurt.
You think he was the first one that got hurt?
He might have been the first one that died. He got hurt not even fighting, though.
If they didn't die in the ring, they died. You know, there's a lot of them that pass, right?
I would think so. You know, they had
Andre the Giant, he died, huh?
They weren't making no money, you know. It's like you see that
the
Jake,
Macho
man. He lived in Florida. I remember when he passed away.
Who?
The Macho Man.
Yeah, he wasn't that old, huh?
No. That shit takes a toll on your body, though. I mean, their lifestyle.
Hey, Brick Show, you ain't going nowhere for the next 5 minutes.
Because he used to wear that fucking cowboy hat with that fucking straw hair.
Yeah.
Fucking coming out. Oh, it's hilarious. But yeah, dude, seeing Hulk Hogan with real hair, that was pretty... You know, and he was like just one of the guys on the card. He wasn't the show.
You know, Hollywood?
The Hulk.
The Hulk.
But he was big. I forget, like I said, this guy's name was Bullwinkle or something like that.
And Hulk Hogan, WrestleMania, we got destiny.
Oh. He was... There used to be this guy, I think he was called Sid Vicious. It was a big fucker. He'd step over the top rope. Supposedly, this guy was like in WCW and all like that. And this was when they were in WCW. It was somewhere in the Midwest. They were, you know, at one of their events. And he got up on the top rope and jumped off. And when he jumped off, you know, and he landed on his feet, his fucking leg, I guess you say his shin bone, came through the other part of his leg. Snapped his fucking leg, dude.
I don't like seeing pictures and seeing video of, like, crazy shit like that. I really don't enjoy that.
He didn't wrestle no more.
End of story.
Took that guy out. It was, you know, you would think jumping off and just hitting the mat, but I guess, you know, fucking leg buckled. Look at that. Hey, what about that fucking, the quarterback for Washington?
Alex Smith?
Yeah.
Folded up.
His career may be ended.
Maybe, man.
Should be.
Yeah. That's never good, man.
Nah, dude. I mean, you don't. I mean, you never walk the same.
Plus, you know, you start pushing your late 30s, you don't recover the same either.
Oh, shit.
You know?
I really don't think he'll come back. If he does, he's going to be a target out there. Shit, dude. Well.
All right.
Cheers, dude.
Oh, you didn't know?
No.
Your ass better call somebody.
I still love that, man. You have to look up, I swear, dude. They're called the Freebirds. Look that up. They were out of, I think, Texas. And there were three of them. They would come out with Leonard Skinner playing, you know, and play the part like a rock band, and they were probably the first three in a group that started being, you know, big, bad, and whatever. And the fucking people loved them. You know, they were always the good guys.
Freebirds, huh?
The Freebirds, yeah.
Lynyrd Skynyrd, they were a hot band back in the day, weren't they?
Oh, shit, man, yeah. And these guys, you know, they had the long blonde hair, and they were, you know, like I said, I think it was Texas wrestling. Texas is really, 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 really big. That's where Stone Cold
Steve Austin
came out of.
Austin 316.
Do you ever look on his leg? You know what he's got tattooed on his leg?
What?
The fucking state of Texas.
Oh, you didn't know?
That's where the... Oh, shit, what's WWE?
I always thought it was the WCW and the WWF.
Was the WWF.
And then it became the WWE together.
Well,
and I kind of lost, you know, I was back in the Rock and Stone Cold era, you know.
That's, you know, I don't know why they changed it. Oh, they changed it to Entertainment.
Right.
But still had same character, same owner.
Ronda Rousey's Rowdy Piper, and Ric Flair is
his daughter.
His daughter. What's her name?
Fuck. I forgot.
Something Flair?
Something Flair.
Woo! She come out and say that too?
Oh, dude, just like you just said it. No shit. She has a higher pitched voice. And she's bad. I mean, you know what? The women. They've really stepped it up. These fucking bitches are doing double somersaults in the air.
They're in direct competition with the UFC because UFC boosted up the women. They're like, we need a piece of that, so we're going to take Ronda. Yeah. And they got a piece of it, huh? They're the more entertaining ones, aren't they?
I mean, they said that the daughter of
Ric Flair,
McMahon, wanted Ronda when she retired. To do what she's doing right now. Listen, I'm gonna give you $2 million because you know why? I like you. But the $2 million I give you, I don't want you to cry when I make $5 million. There ain't no crying because you ain't getting hurt.
End of story.
End of fucking story.
Go.
So, shit, I don't know. When the Beatles came out, that was the biggest thing, you know. And I worked at the Paramount Theater in downtown Oakland. And that's when they had closed circuit TV, but at the theaters. So... they were going to have this concert with the Beatles. So the Paramount, they went out and got us wigs, and we had sweatshirts. And I forget, it had the Beatles faces on it, whatever. And the lady that ran the snack bar was a beautician, and she cut our hair like Beatles.
No shit.
And went up there and worked the show. I just wish I had that sweatshirt today.
Really?
Yeah, oh fuck, man.
You went and saw the Beatles?
I saw them on closed circuit. I saw Sonny Liston fight Cassius Clay. That was the first. So
where
both
was that?
Fights at the same place, the Paramount.
What year?
I don't know. I had to be like 18. So that'd been 64.
What year were you born?
46.
Oh, fuck. What was your first car?
My first car for one day. I bought a 49 Plymouth.
No shit.
And I said, nah. I didn't even buy it. I think I got it for free. So, I had a 56 Ford. Listen to this. I had a 56 Ford in 1961. I was in the 10th grade.
61.
So in the 11th grade, still had the 61 Ford. I gotta have a shot of this because only a few people know about this, but no sense for telling the world. Now, had a 56 Ford. So, 64 sort of rolled around. And you gotta remember now, I was only fucking 17.
Right.
And 1964 and a half was the year of the first Mustang.
54 and a half.
64 and a half. That's the first Mustang that ever came out.
That's what they called it?
They did that back then.
Really?
They did bring car out in a half a year. That was real normal, you know. So Mustang was coming out. So I was sort of going to school, involved with some other folks, and had a job at Automotive Engineering. And I said to myself, you know what? School ain't giving me a fucking dime. But these other folks, shit, and working,
hey,
I'm making some fucking money. I wasn't even 18. When I was my last year of high school, what do you think Tom drove to school?
What'd you drive?
1964 and a half fucking Mustang.
Ah, the bad motherfucker.
Dude, that brand new fucking car. My mom didn't even have a new car. She asked me, where'd you get that money at?
What'd you tell her?
Oh, fuck, I don't... some lie. Sure the fuck wasn't the truth.
And what a raffle.
Oh, man. It was... But that was, you know...
So you drove a... You drove a 60... It was a brand new car.
Brand new first car.
So no one ever seen a Mustang, period.
Dude, I was working for Automotive Engineering for the parts department. I delivered parts for them. And went to Jackson Golden Ford. I was going to buy a 64 Plymouth Fury because they were fucking bad, you know. They were hot
you
on
had
the street.
You had money?
Fuck, you didn't walk in there if you ain't got dinero. Only thing I need my mom for is the sign for the fucking car. That's all I want is a fucking signature. Don't worry about the fucking money. Fuck.
It's paid for.
That's it. Thank you. You know, help me. So, went to Jackson Goldie Ford, and they were unloading the new Mustang, getting ready for the, you know, the grand finale with the spotlights in the air and shit. And walked in there and I saw that one, the one that I caught my eye. Walked over to the sales guy, because I didn't go to sales, because, you know, we bought shit from him.
Yeah.
Sid set it up. And I said, hey, man, I'm going to buy that fucking car.
Right.
Listen to this. You want to hear the story get better?
Yeah.
Bought that car, beat the shit out of it at Fremont Drag Strip.
Really? And right here?
Yeah.
Well, what street?
Oh, it was over by
Stevenson Auto Mall?
Auto Mall, the drag strip there.
You used to race down there?
Took that brand new 289 Mustang, put cutout pipes on it, cheater slicks. I was there every fucking Friday night.
Was it live down there?
Oh, man. So, and listen to this. 1965, the Fastback came out. Drove that other car back in there, bought the Fastback. Hey, Mom, just need your signature. You know, and that's a true story.
I don't really go to school, Mom.
You think you'd have figured that one out when they sent you the letter. You don't live here no more. Fuck, man. School. I'm going to school. It's just a different kind. It's more of an apprenticeship. Yeah.
Shit.
Oh, mercy, man. I mean, I knew some interesting folks.
What was your first job?
My first job, dude, was... I went to work at the Paramount Theater. Downtown Oakland.
Downtown Paramount, still there.
Still there.
And what'd you do there?
The first job was, had to put, you got, listen to this, man. This had to been like 1963. And to put up the, who's playing in Dodge? You know, what's the show? And the Paramount, you know, that was a big time theater. So it was $25.
That's a lot of money.
Oh, fuck, back then, a real lot. To put up the marquee. So you went down there, and I went down one the week before practice. And yeah, practice, man, you know. So it's my first night, and they changed the movie. I'll never forget this, dude. What's the name of the movie? Sodom and Gomorrah. So I can't even spell the motherfucker. And that's the first movie. We always had two movies. So I put that motherfucker up, spelt it wrong. Nothing was right. So I sort of got fired from that job.
So then where'd you go?
They asked. I thought I was fired.
No, after that job, where'd you go?
Oh, I was, went back to another. Dude, I need another beer, man.
Yeah, dude.
I went to work there, and I was. They asked me to come back to be an usher.
Right.
That's when I saw. Yeah, I said, fuck yeah, I can do that. You know, so I worked at Lowe's.
So you went back?
Back.
They fired you?
They fired me.
And then they're like, hey, we give you a call, and they say, hey, you want to come back and be an usher? Or how'd that work
out? Dude, it was like pretty, happened fairly fast. You know, I mean, I was amazed. So I, you know, and what the fuck, you know? Here I am, you know, just got my first car and shit, you know, yeah, making money. What the fuck? I'll do that. And became an usher at the Paramount Theater.
And how long did you do it for?
Dude, I did that till I was all the way, till I was 18. I did that until I met those other folks.
Oh, yeah. But someone named Jimmy?
Jimmy, yeah. And it was funny because the Paramount says, how come you don't want to work here anymore? I says, Jimmy's sort of paying a little bit more. Fuck.
He's kind of.
You think I'm going to own a new Mustang working at the theater? You don't even own a new Mustang. Fuck. Jimmy's showing me how. Thank you, Jimmy.
So what'd you do with Jimmy?
That's sort of all. All good things always come to an end.
Ah.
Let me tell you.
Hey.
It's so, you know, Jimmy just sort of, he took the bullet. And they all come to an end.
Hey, end of story.
You don't see Jimmy here no more. Fuck.
End of story?
End of story, man.